It's been hard for commentator Marion Winnick to focus on the good in the world lately. She feels overwhelmed by the drumbeat of bad news, and she's trying to make sense of it.
Yesterday, while sitting at a stop sign, I watched a tiny dog in a sweater skitter by on the end of a leash. A little girl in a magenta coat was skipping beside him, and next to her, plodding along, holding the leash, listening to the chatter, was her dad, a solid sort in a baseball cap, blue jeans, and windbreaker. He had just picked her up at the bus stop, and there was nothing unusual about them at all. What caught my eye was just the ordinary happiness of a girl and her dog and her dad, crossing the parking lot of the bowling alley on a spring afternoon. But in that moment, I couldn't help but picture them on some other street in some other town, where the air turns to smoke and dust around them, the ground opens up, the walls crumble, and somewhere, I have no doubt, bombs and mines await a girl, a dog, a dad, just like them. How are we supposed to react to the constant bad news from everywhere all the time? How are we supposed to mourn all the people we only hear of after they are dead? Every day their numbers grow larger. Every day more ghosts come to live in our heads. There is no refuge in the ordinary. It is ordinariness itself that is too beautiful and fragile to bear as news of its destruction pours in from near and far. The parents killed in an accident on the highway nearby as their children slept unharmed in the back seat. They whisper to me every time I get on 83. The father and daughter in Jerusalem blown to bits on the eve of her wedding. They are at every party I attend. Recently I read in the paper the last letters of young soldiers killed in Iraq. 365 nights together times 50 years till we reach old age equals 18,250 nights in our future, wrote one man on a post-it note to his wife. Now she will spend every one of those nights without him. Or what about this P.S. in a letter to his mother from 21-year-old Robert Wise? There's no place like home, click. There's no place like home, click. There's no place like home, click. Damn, it didn't work again. Here at home, which there is no place like, the ghosts are hovering everywhere, crossing the street with a schnauzer, sitting at a booth in the pizza parlor, behind every teenager who is not afraid of death, beside the couple loading a ceiling fan into their trunk at the Home Depot. Yes, I remember you. You are with me all the time. I am trying so hard to hear what you want me to know.
Marion Winnick lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.